week we had a number of testimonies that were shared about the soul winning trip, and we praise the Lord for that. Brother Wiggins, the assistant pastor at Seagate, came and spoke to us in chapel last Friday and gave us a little bit more of an update. And they've had visitors, first-time visitors, every service. He said they're just excited about coming to church to see who's going to show up next. Amen. And of all the invitations we gave out, I think they printed up like 15,000 different items. There was actually three different things that we gave out to folks. One was a thing about the big day they had the following Sunday, their open house Sunday. And then one was about some upcoming special services that they were going to be having. And all these, of course, had the gospel on them. And the other one was I guess, a general invitation to church type thing that was not necessarily time sensitive to that Sunday. And so we had them print up about 15,000. I don't know how many we gave out, but I guarantee you it was a heap of them. Amen. And there were still some left, but not a whole lot. And so we covered a good bit of territory. And tonight we're going to ask the students to come, and I guess this is this crowd right here. So we believe in doing things decently and in order, so we're going to do this one at a time. Amen. And we also have some of our high school students that went with us as well. And I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but while we were there, a number of their high school students went out soul winning with our young people. And they got a fine group there as well, and the Lord really blessed. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's start over here. Which way are we going to start? On this side? Brother James, come right ahead. All right. And whoever's on deck next, be ready to go.
Good evening, church. I thank you for the opportunity to share my testimony. This was my second soul-winning marathon this year. And one thing I can say that I got out of it for sure is compassion for others. There was a lot of people down there that needed the gospel. I ran into a lot of people, surprisingly, that was saved. It was a real shock. The second day is one I'm going to share. It started out, I won somebody to the Lord right away, first door, so it started out good. But I want to say that the young man I led to the Lord the third day, he was a tough one because he had his little brother with him, and he kept, the teenager was interested in what we had to say, and he was listening, but he had his little brother that was trying to distract him from what we was doing. He actually came to the point of chunking rocks at my partner. I mean, just trying to get his brother away from me. And but his brother wanted to hear what I had to say, and I led him to the Lord. And the amazing part is after I led him to the Lord, his little brother calmed down and just had a peace come over him. And to me, that showed me the realness of the devil and how he just wants to keep people from getting saved. He'll use anything to distract you. And I came away with a lot of compassion because I seen a lot of folks down there that were hurt, that were hurting inside. And we actually, my partner and I came across one lady. We knocked on the door. She had lost all hope. She told us that if God himself had knocked on her door, she'd probably slam it in his face. But and it was because of what she'd been through with her religion. She had no hope, but we had hope for her, and we left her with a track and prayed for her, and hopefully the Lord would deal with her. And I just want to thank you, church, for sending us down there. It's y'all's investment is well worth it. People got saved. And I don't care if we went down there and only one person got saved, it was worth it. And I thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, this is my first soul winning marathon, and I'd have to say that I've never really been on anything exactly like it before. And I just had a great blessing. Specifically, we had one situation where my partner and I, we came to an apartment complex, and each of us led a person to the Lord in about a 10-minute period. I mean, one right after the other. And as we turned around after the second person got saved and walked out, someone came and kicked us out of the apartment complex. And the amazing thing to me about that was that those two people came within 10 minutes of, you know, hearing the gospel and getting saved, or not hearing it and still being bound for hell. And 10 minutes, that's the, I mean, the amazingness of God's timing with so many situations that we ran into was so wonderful. And then also the excitement that it put in me and put in everyone else on the during the trip and on the trip back and the week after. I went back to my church the next day after we came home, and I was so excited and because so many people got saved. And my partner, who's only 15, he got to see us lead someone to the Lord for the first time that next day after the Soul Winning Marathon. And I saw a kid, because of the excitement that the college's Soul Winning Marathon put in me, I saw a kid who could barely say, "Hi, we're with the church," actually ask someone about their salvation. And that was so amazing to me, because I kind of assumed that the Soul Winning Marathon had its blessings within itself, but they kind of expanded out to, they keep on coming back. It's pretty amazing. So I just thank God and thank all of you, and especially the faculty for having us do this each year, because it's a great blessing.
Hello, I'm Christine Anderson, and I'm from Ocean View Baptist Church in West Palm Beach. And I'm just so thankful that I was able to go on the Soul Winning Marathon, because actually a week before the Soul Winning Marathon, I got really sick and I had to go home. And I just didn't know if I would be able to make it. And I just kept praying and asking God that if there was somebody there that he wanted me to reach, that he would just allow me to go. And just by his grace, he let me go. And I was able to lead three people to the Lord. And it was actually one each day, which was really a blessing. But the one specific incident that I just really saw God work was on Thursday. I had gone the whole day and I hadn't led anybody to the Lord or anything. And I hadn't even been able to talk to anybody or go through the plan of salvation with anyone. And I was getting a little discouraged. But me and Stacy kept remembering a sermon that Dr. Hill preached, and it was "Go the Extra Mile and Then Some." And then we kept saying that, "And then some, and then some," and still no one answered and everything. And then finally we got to this one house, and this 20-year-old boy answered. And I asked him, I said, "If you were to die tonight, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven?" And he said, "Yes." And I was like, "Well, how do you know that?" And he goes, "Well, I guess I don't." And then I was like, "Well, can I show you?" And then he was like, "Yes." And so I was like, "Excited." And then he got saved. And it was funny, because he offered Stacy and I a bottle of water, and then, he was like, "That's the least I could do." And so we were like, "Okay." So he went to go get the water, and we were just like, Stacy and I started hugging each other, and we were so excited. And we were like, "Praise the Lord." And then we got all serious when he came back. But it was amazing, because when we left that house, that's when Dr. Hill came, and we found out that was the last house. And it was like, I was like, "Oh my goodness, the Lord is just awesome." It was almost like that guy was waiting, and the Lord was just like, "Keep going, keep going." And it was a blessing. It just showed me that when we are weak, God is strong, and he just uses us. And I'm just so thankful that I was able to go, and it was just a huge blessing. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Julie Sauer. I am from Open Door Baptist Church in Claremont, Florida. This was my very first Soul Winning Marathon, and I was very excited when I first found out that I would get to go. And I was praying about it for a while when we first got here and everything, and I was just like, "Lord, just please let this be an amazing Soul Winning Marathon." And it was far above amazing to me. It was such a blessing and encouragement. The first day we were there, I wasn't feeling very well, and I wasn't really discouraged. I was just like, "Lord, what? Help me get through this. I know that I can just keep going. No matter how many doors I get to knock on, I know that your word won't return void." And so when the next day, I was feeling much better, and I was really excited to go. And that day, I was able to lead two people to the Lord. And that was just a blessing and encouragement, because I just kept going, and God just blessed it. And I know that the people that did not want to hear us or didn't want to listen to whatever we had to say, that someday someone might come up to them and they might get saved. So it was just a blessing and encouragement, especially on the bus. Everybody's spirits were really high, and it was just amazing. The preaching on the bus that the different students were doing was just an encouragement, and the testimonies people were giving on the bus, and especially the singing. I think that was probably the funnest time, because we were just praising the Lord for all that he was doing, and it was just really a blessing to my heart that I was able to go this year. And I just thank you all for praying for us, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Connie, and I'm from here. And This is my fourth Soul Winning Marathon, and I'd like to thank my parents for paying the extra money so I could go each year of my high school years to the marathon. And my partner was Milana, who is actually a junior in high school, and so she paid also to go. And I was on Dr. Bradley's team, the best team, of course. And the first day, Milana got to lead two people to the Lord, and that was a great blessing. And the second day, it was about the afternoon, and I was getting a little depressed because I had gotten to talk to a few people, but I hadn't been able to lead anybody. And I was thinking, well, there's only one more day left. And so we were walking the streets, and the very last house before we got picked up, this guy named Bradley Creek, he opened the door, and he was excited about coming to church and everything. And then I got to lead him through the plan, and he was just like, yes, I understand, yes, yes, yes. And then he got saved, and I was so excited because I'd always heard about people, you know, going to the last door or whatever. And it wasn't the last door of the day, but it was before we got picked up, before we moved somewhere. And so it was a great blessing. And I also liked the devotions Thursday and Friday morning. We went to Seagate, and the pastor, no, Brother Wiggins, he preached the Thursday, and then the youth pastor preached Friday, and they were such a blessing. And on the way home, a few people mentioned the girls, they sang, and they gave testimonies, and we prayed, and it was a really good time. And I'd like to thank Pastor for having the college, and all the professors for you know, making us go out there, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, praise God. This is my second year going on the Soul Winning Marathon. It was quite the experience. Satan really tried to keep me from going to this one with my family being sick and my daughters and all that. But I knew this is where God wanted me to be, and I knew that he provided for us and provided for my family, and he did. First day there, I was partnering with one of the high school students, Eric. He was interesting. But he got real excited. We led someone to the Lord the first day there, and he got excited about that. And as we were going up all these stairs, and he was kind of on the heavy side, and he kept on saying, I don't want to do any more stairs. I don't want to do any more stairs. And no one's talking to us. What are we going to do? And I said, well, we'll just hang in there. Something will happen. So we come to this one door. The screen door is closed. The other door is open. You can hear this jungle music. It's real loud, kind of like, I don't know how to, jungle music, I guess, is the best way to explain it. And if you can picture in your mind about a 70-year-old lady come dancing around a corner, and she actually invited us in to come dance with her. So I told her we couldn't do that. We wanted to invite you to go to church. And at that point, and I've told you here before, that Naples is a cold place to be, and that she didn't want to have anything to do with it. As soon as I said church, she closed the door and she went back. Eric started getting discouraged, and I told him, I said, well, we'll just keep on going. Things will turn around. The third day we were there was, I was starting to get a little discouraged because I wasn't really talking to many people. I was getting a lot of doors slammed in my face, and people just didn't want to have anything to do with it. Third day there, we were in an apartment complex where there's two stories. On each section, there's four doors. My partner knocked on a door, and a teenage boy came to the door. He was leading him to the Lord. The lady that was with us knocked on the other door, and a lady came to the door, and she was leading her to the Lord. And I turned around, and there was this 22-year-old guy, had gang tattoos all over his neck, his fingers. He had all the markings of being in a gang. And I looked at him. I was nervous. I knew I needed to give him a track, so I went to hand him a track. He took it. I went to invite him to church, and he kept on walking away. And the lady that our partner was witnessing to said, no, you need to turn around and go back to that man. He has something to tell you. So he came back, and I said, do you know for sure if he died today, he'd go to heaven? And he said, no, he really didn't care that he wanted to know. And I said, well, you got a few minutes, I'd like to show you from the Bible. So I pulled the Bible out and I started showing him. And Dr. Hill, I don't know if you remember, last semester you taught one of Dr. Lewis's classes, and you taught in Revelation 21:8. I never used to use that verse until he taught that class. And the first thing I did with this young man is I said, we're all sinners. And I said, have you ever told a lie before? And he said, yes, I have. So once he said that, I knew I can go over to Revelation 21:8 later on. So I did that. And I told him, we're all sinners. There's a price to pay for our sin. And I said, let me take you to this one verse, and we'll see where we go from here. And I showed it to him. And I said, you see where it says, and all liars? And he said, yeah. I said, that verse right there, I said, what does that tell you? Where are you going to spend eternity? And I looked at his eyes, and his eyes just started watering. His whole complexion changed. He said, I'm going to hell. And I said, well, I said, you don't have to do that. And I said, God has given us a gift, and you don't need to go to hell. And he said, well, I want to hear this. So I started going on further. I got to the point, and I said, what do you want to do? I said, you got a choice to make now. What do you want to do? And he said, I want to go to heaven. So he prayed the prayer, and when I first seen him to that point there, it was like a totally different person. It was, everything had changed, his complexion, his attitude. It was amazing. I really appreciated that God allowed me to be able to witness to that man. One last thing I'll end on, I was able to drive the girls' bus. And sorry guys, but the girls do sing a lot better than we do. And on the way home, it was great. We had some great singing, some great testimonies, and things started to calm down. Until I was actually told I can't tell you this. There's some things that guys just probably shouldn't see. And all I can say is this: it has something to do with a vicious attack on a stuffed animal. And it turned out great. And in all seriousness, though, I really do appreciate the church allowing us to do this. And 168 souls got saved. And who knows how many are going to come up from this. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. Well, it's a great blessing for me. My name is Jose. I'm from Guatemala. I came to Miami and Grace Baptist Church, Pastor Mulligan. And I studied in his college for 2 years, and now this is my third year in college, first year in Longmont Baptist College. It's for me a great blessing to be part of this Sony Marathon. I've been part of others, but I can tell this is the best of my life. The first day, my partner was Brother Josh Arsby. I'll see how hard time tell him his last name. The first day it was tired. We walked these long driveways, long streets. Nobody got saved, and I just told him, man, I can't believe it. Nobody wants to hear us. People slam the doors on our faces. There were people like, oh, get out of my property. I was like, okay, we just gotta walk away. But the first day we were just ready to bed. I mean, like, I really forgot to bed. That's what I told him, because the day before I got security, and I was exhausted. But the next day, second day, when we started knocking doors, I just felt like something was absent. Something that every Christian need besides God's word, and it's the prayer. So I asked Brother Josh and Brother Greg and Brother James McDivitt, they were a group, do we pray? And we pray. And after that, things were going better. Started going better, because if we ask for strength to the Lord, He always will help us. So as we keep walking, Brother Josh knocked his door, and this lady came out, and he started talking to her in English, but she didn't look Spanish, so I never thought she was Spanish. So she just keep looking at me and keep looking at him back, and I was like, do you speak Spanish? And she was like, yes, okay. So I got to look at the Lord, and with the Spanish Bible, with the Gomez Bible. As we keep walking, Josh stopped a kid on a bike. I won't tell him about it. He got to tell about it. But the kid, just the conclusion, he got saved. And then we keep walking and keep knocking doors. And this lady passed right next to us on a bike with her son. And I could have like stopped her because she was busy with her son. So I just gave him a track, and I told her to invite her to a church and everything. So we came knocking doors, and I was like, man, this is outside. People are getting saved. And then Dr. Hill says, okay, time to lunch. So we went to get some lunch. And after lunch, we came knocking doors, and the lady that I gave her the track, the one from the bike, we found her house. And Brother Josh started talking to her again. And she knew a little bit of English, but she preferred in Spanish, so I got to lead her to learn Spanish also. But when I was talking to her, she says, hey, son, come here. She called her son. So both of them got saved. It was, I mean, but what it was so wonderful about all this was years ago, I tried to lead somebody to the Lord with the Spanish Bible, and it didn't work. Probably I see some, like, one or two people getting saved. But for the first time in my life, I can tell that we have God's word in Spanish. And I want to say thank you. Thank you to this church. Thank you to the English church. Because every dollar they put on the offering plate is not being wasted. It's being useful. And it's using in a great way. And I tell you what, if you didn't put that offering in that plate, we couldn't have the perfect word of God in Spanish right now. And that people couldn't ever probably get saved. As the third day came over, I knocked the door, and this guy came on, and I started talking to him in English. And I asked him if he wants to know about the Lord. He was like, yes. He was ready for it. When I got to a part of like, the only thing you have to do is pray to God and receive the Lord. And he was like, that's it? That's all that I have to do? That's too simple. I don't think I just have to do that. I think I have to go to church and do it over there. And I told him no. Do you remember one of the thieves at the cross? And he was like, yes. Well, he asked the Lord for his salvation in that moment. And he got saved. So after he heard that, I told him, what would I do? And I took him to Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart, the God hath risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And he was like, I want that. And he accepted the Lord. We came knocking doors and everything, and we knocked his door, and this Spanish guy came out, and I started talking to him. And then as he was getting saved, his son passed right behind him. And something inside of me was like, why don't you talk to his son too? I was like, no, I'm going to start bothering him. I shouldn't do that. And then when he just finished the prayer, and he was like, let me get something real quick. And I was like, okay, I'll wait for you here. And then Brother Josh came to me and he says, I talked to a kid. Probably he speaks English, and I can link him to the Lord. And he got saved. Yeah. But what I could see is like, I said, Lord. I mean, Brother Josh and I were saying, Lord, we don't deserve this. This was a privilege that we don't deserve. You give us your word, use this sinful nature to glorify your name. We are nothing but dust, and he still wants to use us. So when you think that you cannot hang on a track and you cannot talk to somebody to the Lord, remember, it's God who's going to use you, and not us. That's it. Amen.
My name's Tiffany. This is my third soul winning marathon, and they just keep getting better and better every year. This year was definitely more unique than the past couple years because of the air, because we were in a very different area than the last couple years. And we went through the normal, some people listened, some people you could go through the gospel with and they would still reject it at the end. There are still people who rejected us. In fact, one of the houses we went to, me and my partner, we were a good 20 feet away, and the guy comes out of the house, takes one look at us, puts his hand up like this and says, be gone. So we left. But what the Lord taught me this year, because, every year he teaches me something else, and this year going into it, Lord took, really impressed upon my heart, the passage in 1 Corinthians 3 where it talks about, some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. And Lord just really convicted me. It's like, no matter what happens, if the track is left and someone comes to church later on, if someone gets saved, no matter what, it's God who does it. And all of it is important. So that really just really helped keep me going, because I was on the team where we were on several long streets. So, and it got hot, it got tiring, but it was still really good. And the first day came and went, me and my partner, we weren't able to lead anyone, nor the second day. And on the third day, before Saturday, we were like, let's pray. And we prayed, and we both asked the Lord, to give us the privilege of leading just one, one each. First door we knocked on, my partner got to lead a young lady to the Lord. Then later on in the day, we went to a door, and I started talking to the guy, and he didn't get saved, but behind me, there was a kid going by on the street, and Marinique, she was also able to lead him. And she's like, you just keep talking, anytime someone wants to talk, we'll let you talk so you can lead someone too. Well, later in the afternoon, it was hot, and I had to sit down for a while because I was starting to get really dizzy and, you know, had to rest for a few minutes. And another teenage boy came by. She was able to lead him also, and I was like, you know, it's like, God, what are you trying to tell me here? And then I thought, it's like, you know what, if me being sick and having to take a breather allows her to lead someone else, I said, you know, it's all worth it. And Lord just really convicted me. It's like, you know, no matter what, it's all worth it, whether someone gets saved or not. If I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do and do my best, it's all worth it. And then, you know, we kept going. And, you know, you've heard the stories before, you know, last house, last door on the last street before we left. You know, they're true. It's happened every year, and this year was no exception. On the last door, you know, young lady came to the door, and I was able to lead her, and it was just such a huge blessing. So it's definitely been the best year. So thank you guys for praying, for sending us, because it's definitely not in vain.
Hello, my name is Katie, and this is my first soul winning marathon. This is actually my first semester even at this college. Last semester, I was at a different university up in Ohio, and I just want to thank God for the opportunities here. At the other college I was at, I had all these opportunities. You know, I probably would have made more money and gotten to do all these other different things, but coming here and getting to go on the soul winning marathon was better than any money I could make, better than any group I could be in or anything like that. It's just amazing that sometimes, you know, it was a struggle to give those things up. I was really struggling with it. It's like, I have to quit all these things. I'll never get these chances ever again. But then in the end, it all paid off. And it's just amazing to see what God can do. Thanks.
Hello, my name is David Young, and I'm from Rochester, New York. And this is my third soul-winning marathon. It was a really blessing. We were able to see some people saved, and but it was probably the best one I'd ever been on because of seemed like the Lord's really working, even though we went to a really, probably one of the toughest areas here in Florida, one of the wealthiest areas probably. There was still, the Lord was working, even though we went into a lot of neighborhoods where people didn't want to talk to us and they slammed the door. But even in the wealthy neighborhoods, there's always one or two people that would like to get saved, and they're ready to get saved. It was almost as if the Lord had prepared their heart for it. And that was a really blessing to me. And there at this Seagate Baptist Church, we had some, before we'd go out, they'd preach to us, and it just felt like the Lord was really working. And I made some decisions in my life, and it's just a really big blessing. And even though the devil worked hard, God was in it all, and he blessed, and it was a real blessing to see all those people get saved. Amen.
Hi, my name is Leah Stanek, and I'm from Paw Paw, Michigan, and this was actually my second soul winning marathon. And it was a lot different for me this year personally, because last year I was just nervous, and you know, it's your first year, and even though I'm from a church that everybody goes out and soul wins, I'm just not really familiar with it. So I was nervous that I was gonna do something wrong, but this year I wanted it to be different, and I wanted to get out there and try and do all that I can for Christ, and even not just me, everybody. And even though the college kind of makes you go, everybody, you can tell in their attitude that they just wanted to be there. And even on our buses, I was on Dr. Bradley's team, and we had a really good time, and he was just really encouraging to us. And even on the bus, you know, he got us pumped up to get out there. And he told me something, he told us all something that, you know, really meant something to me while we soul went. He said, you know, just picture the people, the doors you knock on, just picture a big S on their shirt as in soul. And it made me think, you know, all the souls in Naples, that's a lot of souls, and they're either going to hell or heaven when they die. And that's just so important to all of us. It should be as Christians, and that's why we're still here and not going to heaven just as soon as we get saved, so we can tell others and so that others can go to heaven when they die. And it was just a really big blessing to me. And like everybody said, you know, on the buses and everything, we just sang. And Crystal and Timmy and Loon was on my team, and it was just really cool. You know, whenever someone got saved, we would just like meet up on the road and just like be all excited. Timmy, he was the freshman on our team, and it was just really cool to see him get so excited. He's like jumping around and just so excited to see people go to heaven when they die. And I'm just so excited that we have this every year, and I'm thankful that my college does this. Thank you.
Amen. favor, but I decided against it. Okay. my name is Kasara Tabler, and I'm from Warnahaven, Florida, from Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. And I went to Landmark Elementary from kindergarten through fifth grade. And Brother Bill Brinkworth was my fifth grade teacher. And he was teaching, and he was talking about Paul or someone, and I ended up giving my life to the Lord to be a missionary. And for years, I'd go talking about, man, I can't wait to go to, like, Africa or something, just be a missionary. And my brother looked at me and he said, Kasara, why are you going to be a missionary? How are you going to be a missionary over there if you're not even going to be a missionary over here? So that helped me, like, think, okay, now I have to focus on America. And just going on the Soul Winning Marathon helped me see that soul winning does work door to door. Just going to see American people that they're not all stubborn. They all need the Savior. It was a blessing for me because I knew that it was going to be, the Soul Winning Marathon was going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Friday was going to be my birthday, and I was like, Lord, I don't want anybody to, like, focus on my birthday. I want it all to be on God. And I prayed really hard. I said, Lord, I just want to lead someone on my birthday. That'd just be the greatest thing. And he didn't give me one, but he let me use two people to the Lord, and that was just the greatest thing. And thank you, Landmark Church, and all the college teachers and students. I love you guys. Okay.